This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Asking one very simple question, but one we love hearing the answer to from listener after listener on the Northern Plains. And that is, what's on your mind? Let us know. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline waiting for your calls. You can text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. He loves getting your text. 701-226-8503. Actually, gets kind of grumpy if he doesn't get texts. So we Manny and I try and feed the beast.
I need to feel wanted here.
Yeah, he wants to feel wanted. Love him up there a little bit today and send him a text. After all, I'm having all the fun over at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, hanging out with the NCAA National Championship Trophy and the hot tubs and the pool tables and foosball tables and, you know, all that fun stuff. We better get Vince Webker in here and tell you about all the great things that are happening in this beautiful new store here coming up before the end of the broadcast. We'll do that in a little bit. We've had Coach Brad Berry here. Coach Berry just took off for Hawktree, a little Champions Club golf tournament taking place in Bismarck today at Hawktree. So, but the trophy itself will be here till 12:30. So come on by. Check it out. It's heavy, too, guys. It's a, you know, there's some heft to those NCAA trophies. Wow. I don't know why it didn't look heavy to me. But it's a lot heavier than it looks. It's a beefy trophy, that 2016 National Championship trophy. So it's pretty darn cool. I think you'll like it. Come on by and see us. We are at 2706 Rock Island Place in Bismarck today. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Where is that? I'm glad you asked, Todd. It's right in front of Sam's Club, the only Sam's Club in Bismarck. So when I say Sam's Club, you now know Bismarck Expressway, and you can find it, right? That'll be easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. So check that out. And we'll be here till 12:30 today. But, of course, this is the newest location for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They're also in Minot now in the old Marketplace Dollar location. They're on 13th Avenue South in West Fargo, right next to Spitfire and Applebee's, just a little bit to the west of those two fine establishments. And they're also in Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall. So now you know where to find Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in all of the area. In fact, just loaded up a hot tub and headed for Hedinger not long ago. Out the door, some lucky individual has that hot tub coming their way. They'll be in there tonight enjoying it. You could be, too, if you give him a call or stop by and see him. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you get to your browser and type in secure, followed by energy, followed by future, you're going to find out all you need to know. SecureEnergyFuture.org is their website. All you need to know about affordable energy. All you need to know about reliable energy. All you need to know about how the EPA is doing almost everything in their power to stop that from happening. They have a really good explanation of all the carbon dioxide regulations and what the EPA is trying to do. Really, really good information. And you know, basically what they're looking for is a 30% reduction in carbon dioxide emissions by 2030. And with no regard of what anybody else is doing anywhere else. Now, mind you, our region enjoys some of the lowest electricity rates in the nation because of this abundant lignite resource that we have here. North Dakota produces and utilizes about 30 million tons of lignite coal annually, export about 70% of electricity to the region. And at the same time, we're one of only 7 clean air states that meet all of the federal ambient air quality standards. So clearly, the case is made right here that clean air and coal-fired electricity are not mutually exclusive, right? Well, somebody needs to tell the EPA. And that's the kind of information you'll learn when you go online to SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back to the phones to find out what's on your mind. Bill in Bismarck, tell me.
Hello?
You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline there. Bill, tell me what's on your mind.
I Hillary Clinton is running for election as president of the United States, as we all know. Yeah. And one thing that bothers me very much is that she is the biggest liar that's ever run for that position that I know of, that I've heard of. Now, Trump is no top prize either, but I think he's probably going to be a little bit better. But anyway, what bothers me the most is that those people that support Hillary, if they think that she should be president and approve of her lying and cheating and whatever she's doing, they must think the same way as she does. Then they must think that lying and doing what she's doing is okay. And if
that's
they
an interesting
approve
point.
That,
it's an interesting point, Bill. You're saying some of these people who are, I mean, I'll give you one I'm thinking of today and talked about, Susan Collins, senator from Maine, has written a letter saying she can't vote for Trump, and one of the reasons is his cruel comments. All right? Well, that was her words, cruel comments, and also his inability to apologize. Okay? Those are two things that got brought up.
Yeah.
So, evidently, to Susan Collins, the fact that Hillary Clinton lies is no big deal, but she doesn't like, tone of Donald Trump. That's unforgivable. That's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. So that Donald Trump, I think he'll if he puts enough intelligent, good people around him, surrounds himself with those type of people, I think they can probably keep him in line and he'll straighten out. As a matter of fact, it sounds like he's starting to do it now. But with Hillary Clinton, with all the years she's been in there and gotten away with everything she's done and is going to keep getting away with it, this country's going to go to hell in a handbasket quicker than it already is going. And now the fact that she was not indicted for that Comey let her get by with, I think one of the main reasons he didn't do that is because he figures if she gets in, he wants us to keep his job. That's where he's at. And it surprised me when I heard him read off all the things she did wrong and then said, well, a good attorney would never indict her on those. What the hell does he want her to do? Commit murder before he does that? I couldn't believe it. And
you can't make it up. And again, just factually, based on what he said, she did. Although
that's
claiming
right.
that there's not enough to indict, and no attorney would. Is that not more of an indictment than the cruel comments of somebody? I mean,
that's right.
It is stupidity on top of stupidity that's going on right now, Bill. But you know what? I think it's among the ruling class. I think it's among the people who think they're too smart for us. You know, I really do. And the media gets sucked into a lot of it. I don't think average everyday voters are going to. I really don't. So
The Clintons have gotten by with this for so long, being in that position, that they think they can get by with, still keep getting by with it.
Let's hope not. Not if you have something to say about it, Bill. Appreciate the call. Thank you for the comments. Eddie, Battle Lake, Minnesota. What's on your mind? You're next.
Hi. See, just bringing up this voter ID. Every election, they have an election, and then 2 years go by or 4 years go by. Nobody mentions anything. It gets close to election. And all these people say, oh, well, the poor people and everybody else, we can't get voter ID. And why is that? Can't they figure it out in 2 years how to get a voter ID? It's crazy. And the Susan Collins deal, of course, I think she's a Democrat in disguise. And another issue, we have people coming to this country that have no way to take care of themselves. And you go to Australia and you try to get in that country and set up shop there, you better have financial proof that you can take care of yourself, because they're not going to take care of you and they're not going to let you in their country if you can't take care of yourself. And the debt is crazy. The $20 trillion Obama spent. We have a small city of government here in Battle Lake, 885 people, and our debt's about $5 million, and they just keep spending. It's insanity. That's my point.
It's a good one. and it is insanity, and you're absolutely right. But, again, I think to do exactly what you just did, Eddie, and continue to speak truth, talk a little common sense, that's the best way to battle it. It's not to be beaten down by it. It's not to take it laying down. It's to say enough already. We're done with the stupidity, you know?
Okay. I appreciate all you do, Scott.
You feel better now?
I do.
Me too. Me too. Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it very much. Eddie in Battle Lake, Minnesota. Short break. Back with more after a timeout. You could tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. A couple of you have called off the air on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We'll get to that. Get that to those as well. Also want to remind you today, for those folks in Bismarck, a Go Hawaiian for Hospice event sponsored by Choice Financial is happening. $5 for lunch today, and you get baked potato and pig roast at their 207 East Front Avenue location in Bismarck. Come on by. Lots of VIPs will be there today. It'll be a great time. Well, sounds like a good lunch for $5. Baked potato and pig roast. I'm there. We'll see you there.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm NDSU Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Sam Markell. Many soybeans in the state were injured by hail last week, raising many good questions about diseases and fungicide applications. A study was recently conducted in Iowa that investigated the effects of a fungicide, pyraclostrobin, on hail-injured soybeans. To injure the soybeans, the researchers created a PTO-powered ice thrower. The ice thrower was used to simulate hail on soybeans at growth stages R1, which is beginning flower, or R4, which is full pod. They applied a fungicide at R3, which is early pod. The results showed that a fungicide application made before or after the hail simulation event provided little yield-preserving or disease-limiting benefits when foliar disease severity was low, which is commonly the case in North Dakota soybeans. For more information, including a video demonstration of the ice thrower in action, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Do you want to save money? Get rid of your landline, but keep your home number. OurOldNumber.com. It'll forward the calls to your cell phone. Friends call your home number, and they can reach anybody in your family. Yes, even your son at college. Keep your home number and eliminate robocalls. There's no equipment to buy or install, and you don't even need internet. Go to OurOldNumber.com. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
A couple of calls that have come in during the last couple of breaks. Let's catch up on those, Todd.
Yeah,
if you don't mind.
That's exactly right. Those people like Susan Collins and probably a lot of women, you know, if they want another Clinton in the White House, you know, especially her husband yet, he's going to be in the White House. You know, those people, I don't know where their minds are at. They want another murderer in the White House and a stalker and ruined a lot of women's lives and everything. They want him back in the White House. He must have those women hypnotized or something. Hey, it's just weird, you know. Hey, I don't understand it. And like you said, Hillary, the biggest liar that ever walked on the face of the earth. And, oh, it's okay to murder people. That's okay. Yep, that's okay.
Good morning, Scott.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hillary Clinton has gotten away with murder. Benghazi.
I thought of that when that previous caller was talking about
it. And then let's go back. There are 60-some plus bodies in and around the Clinton people since they were in Arkansas. You know, that many people, you know, can't just die. Don't play this one on the radio, Scott.
Scott, sorry to inform you, but your Republican Party died yesterday when they put up this trumped-up conservative to run as a third-party candidate. They will never again get Donald Trump supporters to vote Republican if this guy takes votes away from Donald and costs him the election. I'm no Trump supporter, but your party's officially dead. The stunt yesterday was the final nail in the coffin. It's already chased conservative Tea Partiers away. You should play taps for the Republican Party on your show today, Scott.
No thanks. Appreciate the call, though. 800-228-0550. Well, I think taps probably best reserved. No, I know taps is best reserved for what it's intended to memorialize, not the political opinions of a particular caller. I think the stunt he's referring to is this individual that nobody's ever heard of before, running for president as an independent, announcing at a time when he will have challenges getting on better than half the ballot. So I think it's more noise in my mind. Not going to lose any sleep over that one. Frank in Northwest Minnesota, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Pretty good. Why is the liberal media not reporting that there's two women running for president? There's somebody for the Green Party and the Nader Party? And nobody ever mentions that. I just happened to hear it yesterday by a caller.
I think she's, I think that's, I'm trying to remember, it's a Green Party candidate.
Last name is Stein, maybe?
And I don't remember her name, honestly, but I did hear it announced yesterday. I think, I can't remember if they just nominated her or if there was a runoff or what exactly, but it's fairly new. She's been in the mix, but hasn't been the candidate till recently, so maybe that's why. I don't know. But that's a good point, because if they're going to announce other Republican candidates or people that are challenging Trump, they should do the same for Hillary, because she would be a left-leaning candidate that would be in opposition to Hillary from the left, right?
And you know, all of our politicians go in at $130,000 starting out in the House, and all of a sudden they're all millionaires. You suppose that the White House and all these, not the White House, but the Congress is all scared that they're going to do some digging and find out that they're corrupt on both parties? Because it seems like both parties are worried about Trump. And if Hillary is up by 10 points, why is she so negative and throwing daggers at Trump? She must be worried about, in 2012, there was only 58% turnout. And I'm sure there's going to be 20% turnout that people have never voted.
All interesting points, Frank. And all food for fodder for folks to... you know, add a little more to the mix here in this particular election. What do you think is going to happen? Give me a prediction. Come out of the headlines right now on the day-to-day TikTok. You know, less than 3 months away now. 3 months exactly yesterday. What happens on Election Day? It's a dramatic pause, Frank. Either that or you're no longer there. You still with me? All right.
Maybe not.
If Frank's not going to give us a prediction, maybe Dan will. Dan in Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I'm chiming in on, and I've been in and out, so I haven't heard all the comments on the 50 endorsements of Hillary versus Trump. And if those people would be honest and look at the situation in itself and what they know. There's a lot of things they don't know about Trump, a lot of things we don't know about Trump, and he wasn't my number one choice. But would they rather have somebody that sells out the United States for personal gain, like Hillary did with the uranium and in Russia, with all of the other things that she has done with the foundation? I mean, those are proven things. And it just doesn't make sense that anybody with a conservative mindset or having the best interests of our country, what have the people that have been in charge in the past, all of these so-called foreign experts, what have they accomplished? Look at their records.
I said earlier, Dan,
yes,
that I believe that those 50 and others before them and after them that will come are exactly why Trump's going to win. It's those people that think they speak for us, think they know better than Trump, that think they're smarter than everybody. And there's some good people in that mix. But look, they're so addicted to the way it was and is and has to be in their mind, they can't see the forest of the trees. I think they're the reason Trump wins. Say again?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you thought that made any sense. I just think it's, you know, for one, the vast majority of voters haven't heard of these people, right? They're going to hear over and over and over again from the media, 50 national security experts, some of whom will work for previous Republican presidents, say they'll not vote for Trump. And again, a lot of it's tone, a lot of it's, and to your point, they don't know. So they want Donald Trump to say, I'll do it your way. He doesn't operate like that. So they're against it because they don't know, and they're going to go with a known of Hillary Clinton and more Benghazi and more deals with Iranians? Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want him in power.
Well,
I don't want him in power. Hey, Dan, you're kind. Thank you for listening and appreciate your take. Deb in Central Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm fabulous today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, 2 points. I hope you're right on your previous call, but 2 points. If the establishment Republicans need to get their priorities in line, are they wanting to focus on defeating Hillary, or are they wanting to secure their job, first of all? Second of all, my fear is Hillary will win because illegal aliens will vote, dead people will vote, busloads of Mexicans will vote, felons and prisoners will vote. They'll do whatever they have to do to maintain power.
They'll try. They'll try. I'll give you that, Deb, but I don't think they'll. I think there's going to be a big enough margin. Those normal tricks won't work this time.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Brought to you today by V-Mobile, and that new Hum is really great technology. It is. That the Hum by Verizon has all the technology that allows you to sleep a little better at night, especially if your kids are out driving. You know that they have roadside assistance if they need it. I like that, too. I'm not a kid anymore. Diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, another good one with the kids. Where are they? Hands-free Bluetooth calling, and for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. Get Hum and go. Where? Be mobile, of course. Connect to communicate at Be Mobile, your Verizon Wireless Premium retailer. Find a location near you at BeMobile.com. There are locations all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota as well. America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. That's Verizon. That's B-Mobile. More than just tablets and phones, mobile devices. Now they're all about Hum, too. Isn't that nice? We're broadcasting today from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Right next to me is the NCAA 2016 Division I Ice Hockey Championship National Championship Trophy right there. The iconic NCAA trophy on display here through 12:30 today at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Vince is going to join us in just a little bit, tell us about some things that are happening here. Meantime, we get to find out what's on your mind. Lots of folks wanting to chat today. Dawson, Minnesota. I got a cousin down in Dawson, as a matter of fact. John is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, John?
Hey, Scott. Enjoy your program. I wanted to bring up, have you heard about this guy that was in front of Congress and was talking about this computer program that was that's been implemented? He wrote the program, I think, that would flip-flop the vote and it's undetectable unless you're actually looking at the code. Have you heard about that?
I have not. Where did you hear about it?
I saw it on a news channel. Of course, it must have been on Fox News. I'm not sure, but I think it's interesting that this guy was on there, and I think that maybe that people should be looking into hiring him to check out all the polls. I mean, they need to really take a look at this. If it's something that he could sneak in there and get away with, maybe that's why Hillary's not worried about what's going to happen with the election.
Yeah, the only thing I hear about elections and integrity is about complaints if you're requiring an ID, which, again, you need to rent a DVD, right? So nobody complains about it then, but they complain. But wouldn't it be nice that we had officials that say, our voting system is sound. The integrity is there. I mean, we ought to hear, you know, we ought to hear that over and over and over again. We ought to see examples of it, but nobody ever talks about it.
No, and the whole voter ID thing, I think, is ridiculous. If it's not required, what's the point? Then who's actually voting? If you can't keep track of voting, what's the point of that?
Nice hearing from you, John, and appreciate the call. Thanks for listening very much. I grew up just down the road there in Montevideo, Minnesota, not far. Been to Dawson many, many times for all kinds of different things. So nice to hear from Dawson, Minnesota today, nestled in west central Minnesota. Bruce in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I keep hearing about the Cloverdale Bakery you always talk about. And I really, honestly, I've looked for it. But I finally found some last Friday, and I came up with a BLT that will knock any man's socks off. I call it the Band BLT. I had one on Saturday, and I had another one on Sunday, but I haven't had one much today. And it is phenomenal. I take 3 slices of bacon, cut it in half. Cloverdale bacon now, 6 slices. Cut it in half, weave it together like you're making a, I don't know, like weaving a sweater or something. Bake it in the oven for at 350 for about 15, 20 minutes. Put that between 2 slices of whole wheat bread and dollop of mayonnaise, 2 slices of lettuce, a big slice of tomato. Man, you will not believe how good that is.
Well, you had me at Cloverdale, but I'm with you. That sounds darn good.
It was
really
fantastic.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I topped it off with 3 slices of deli sliced turkey. Wow.
And you're
phenomenal.
saying that you heard us talk about Cloverdale, had trouble finding it, now actually made an effort to find it. Hugo's up there, Hornbacher's up there would be 2 locations I know. I've seen it myself in Grand Forks.
That's where I found it. Hornbacher's on 13th. That's where I found it.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And because they're in Grand Forks as well. You're in Grand Forks, you said, right?
Yeah, I was in Fargo this weekend.
Oh, sure, okay, all right. Both Hugo's and Hornbacher's would be Grand Forks locations where you could find it, but obviously you found it in Fargo, too. Good for you. Thank you for sharing, because now my mouth is watering, for sure, and that sounds like one heck of a BLT, so nice job. Appreciate that, Bruce. Thank you, Scott and Grafton. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, it's hard to follow up a bacon call, but I've got a burr under my saddle here. These Never Trump guys, I'm a former Cruz supporter, and they're saying because of their character and integrity, they will not vote for Donald Trump. But I've noticed this seems to be in the ultra-conservative party, which I'm a part of, there has been a move towards self-righteousness. And it's going to cost us the election if we're not careful, and we're going to get Hillary in there. I don't know why. I question someone's character and integrity. I question their discernment on never voting for Trump and allowing Hillary to win. I mean, it's kind of a little battleground in the ultra-conservative circles, the never-Trump people. I guess I don't totally understand it. I understand the character and integrity issue, but the discernment part has got me. Can't you discern what will happen if Hillary gets in there? So that's just kind of my comment. I've never heard anybody discuss that area. But
I love the fact that you actually pick out their criticism. And if you listen close to it, it's amazing to me. Again, I heard the Susan Collins, I guess it was an op-ed that was then picked up, and I'm listening, okay, she's saying she will not vote for Trump, and here's why. Because of his cruel comments and his inability to apologize. And I'm thinking, with all due respect, Susan Collins, you were barely Republican before. And now, if you're saying you're not going to vote for the nominee because of that, then you know what? You're done. You're gone. You're not a Republican. Just be honest. Don't try and say you're a Republican who doesn't like Donald Trump. You're not a Republican. I mean, if you're going to sit there and say, Donald Trump, cool comments, doesn't apologize, Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, email scandal, Iran, we'll go right down the list. Are you kidding me? This is black and white, and that's what everybody's choosing between A and B, black and white. No doubt in my mind about it. So I agree with you. I don't get it. But I think we got to call it out, don't you? Because it's so stupid, you've got to wake people from their slumber.
Right. And self-righteousness has never turned out good with anyone. But, if the ultra-conservatives, the never-Trump people, if you take a look at George Bush, he's a one-worlder. I mean, where was the self-righteousness and the indignation of character integrity against something so unbiblical as that. Or, you know, there's just so many things. I've just noticed the last 4 years, all of a sudden there's an insurgence of people that all of a sudden are voting on character and integrity. Since when has that ever been a real huge issue? I knew it was in the abortion, but that's a whole different area. But I tell you what, we're in an important place, and if we're going to all of a sudden decide we're going to be never Trump, this might be the last chance we have to get somebody that could possibly do something in this country, at least stop the hurting.
Great points. Great points. Must be the water in Grafton or whatever's in the air up there in the great Northeast. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it very much. Stephen in Oaks, North Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yeah. Has anybody ever thought that the reason why a lot of these Republicans and stuff are not supporting Trump is because they're actually siding or listening to the loudest part of their population and their districts? That's just what I'm looking at. You know, it's not all of them, but a lot of them, they're in districts that don't support Trump, and they're just going along with their population to save their seat in Congress.
Yeah, probably. It's self-serving is what it is. And there's some, there isn't, you know, hey, I'm going to take one for the team and do something against the winds here. To me, it's jumping on the bandwagon. It's looking at polls. It's, I'm out of here. I'm going to distance myself from that. It's self-serving. So, and I guess vast majority of politicians I know, that'd be their first concern, right? Themselves. So probably makes sense, Steve.
Just want to save their spot in Washington, and if they go against what their constituents are telling them to do, they're going to lose their spot in Washington. Well, that's going to give the Democrats the majority in the Senate and the majority in the House, and that's, we definitely don't want that. We might lose the presidency, but we definitely have to save the Senate and the House. It's our only hope right now.
Exactly. It's where I choose to channel my frustration over this stuff. You know, a letter from these 50 national security folks, op-ed by Senator Susan Collins of Maine, blah, blah, blah. As I say, when I hear this over and over, and I say, it's exactly why the guy's going to win, because people are tired of people telling them how they ought to think, you know, having all this righteous indignation over it. I just think, you know, people like Donald Trump because they're sick of the status quo. So when the status quo says, whoa, whoa, you're wrong, I don't think that helps make their point. I think it helps make Donald Trump's point. I really, really do. Stephen, thank you. Hillsborough, Drew, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Scott. Hey, I don't know if this will all tie in, but I get really confused with the Republicans. I mean, I blame the Republicans 100% with where we're at today. I mean, one, there's not a unity. I don't see the unity. You have Paul Ryan. You have so many Republicans not holding Hillary Clinton to the fire. You look at the voting records of even self-claimed Republicans, even like Kramer and Hoeven. You look at the Liberty score, and they're at 20%, although they say they support Trump. But it's confusing because if everyone was really Republican or really looking for a change, why is there so much confusion in that? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, no one's standing up for liberty. Nobody's standing up for, although they sit there and say they're for.
Right,
know.
I think that's why Trump's the disruptor, right? He is.
Yeah, but if the Republicans can't get Trump and agree with Trump, how is there going to be a win?
They're gonna. Well, I think who represents the Republican Party is the question that'll be answered in November, and I think it'll be the Trump train, in my view. Drew, hang on. We can finish on the other side of the break. More comments.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Tiger Lily Band member Krista Slabaugh with her views on seatbelt use after surviving a rollover crash December of 2015.
I guess mainly is that I just want to tell people that this can really happen to anyone. I mean, I never thought that I would be in a car crash like that. Also, I just want to tell people that everyone has goals and dreams and every life is precious. So just when you get in the car, just think of your family and remember how important it is to buckle up on every trip. Just don't hesitate ever to take that couple seconds to buckle up, really, because it can save your life.
To learn more about how you can improve your teen driver safety, including a special course designed just for teen drivers, go to www.ndsc.org/alive25.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Says Obama never apologized for you can keep your doctor. Premiums will be lowered. Promises associated with Obamacare. I'm waiting for the letter from Susan Collins for that. He never apologizes. That's one of the reasons she said that she's not supporting him. So double standard. Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Are the so-called Republicans saying that they are voting for Hillary? What do they, the Clintons, have on these people that they're being forced? Who knows? Maybe they just like, you know, being invited to the big parties. One of the news, no, Bismarck PD have released the name of the man that has been in the news, shot by police last night, responding to a call from a man reportedly holding hostages at gunpoint. Glenn Allen Lovegren, 49, of Bismarck, currently in surgery at a local hospital for multiple gunshot wounds. The case under investigation. There was also an active warrant for Lovegren for escape from the Bismarck Transition Center. Okay, you got it. Texter says, Scott, to the discernment issue, I agree with your caller. I talked with a family member who calls themselves a Republican but nitpicks about Trump. I asked them if they'll vote for Trump, to which they responded, my state will go for Trump anyway, so why should I vote? At that point, I just had to walk away. The short-sighted self-righteousness against Trump was more than I could take. What difference does the Republican House and Senate make? What did they do to stop Obama? Nothing. That inaction is what created the Donald Trump nomination and why we are not a nation today. All right. All interesting takes from our fine listeners. We are at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We have been all day today with Coach Bradbury and the NCAA National Championship Trophy. Vince Webker, who you hear on the radio, often talking about Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, is here live now. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Beautiful new location in Bismarck. Congratulations on that.
Well, we're excited. You know, we spent 3.5 years in the mall here, and right now we have windows and daylight, and it's a beautiful showroom. And I even think it's the best hot tub showroom in the United States, period.
It's beautiful. It really is. Really gives you a sense of all the different options that are here, and you can take a look around, all the accessories. And, of course, there's more than hot tubs at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. There is pool tables and foosball tables, and you can get UND and you can get NDSU and get your favorite team. But I'm kind of partial to that patio furniture. It's the best anywhere.
It is. And, yes, it's, you know, it's Tropitone, it's O.W. Lee. And here's the deal with patio furniture. If you're willing to, you know, go a little more, spend a little more, I promise you're going to use it a little more, maybe a lot more.
And it lasts longer, too, right?
Lifetime.
Low maintenance, really easy.
Very easy.
Yeah. Those fire tables are the hot new thing.
Literally, 90,000 BTUs. Anyway, it is, you know, it's nice not to have to burn wood, and you can just light it, and you can shut it down when you want. You can put it on, it's legal to put it on your deck. And your clothes don't smell like fire. You don't have to throw those away either. So they've been very popular. You know, it's something, again, you're going to use every night.
So tell me, why? And I said earlier that in of my 51 years on this earth, the best purchase ever was a hot spring spa because of, you know, just didn't think I needed one, got one, all of a sudden use it as much as we do. Great family time, really absolutely love it, feel fantastic. What would you tell folks about, you know, maybe on the fence there, should I get one, should I not, what they'll have that they don't currently have without one?
Well, you know, water's magic, and, you know, it's amazing. It's been around since the beginning of time, and but we're 90% water. Earth is 80% water, and I'm off a little bit on the numbers, but a hot tub is every day made better. It truly is. We say that every day, but it is. You get out better than you got in. You're better physically. We can talk about that. You're better mentally, and you're better relationally, and it does a lot of great things. It brings the family together. It's in the backyard. You know, I was just talking to Coach Barry on the way up to the golf course, and he's had two back surgeries. And he's pretty jacked up about getting this product because I know he knows now after visiting he'll be better because of owning a hot tub. And again, the many, many great things it does for the human being and the wellness, it's your only side effect of it all is you get a little wet and a smile.
Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo, now Minot in the old Marketplace Dollar location as well.
Pretty excited about that. We should be up and running by, and we've been in the parking lot up there now for about 2 weeks, and reception's pretty good. Everybody's, a lot of people anyway, or not everybody, stopping by and asking, when are you open, when are you open? And it should be here in a couple weeks in August.
So, yeah, you have lots of access wherever you live to a hot spring spa and pool table and all
Amen.
The other fun things. So give him a call, stop by and see him, and trust me, you are going to like it, that's for sure. And fun day here today with the trophy.
It was a blast.
Champions reside at Hot Spring Spa.
That's right. I sent a picture of the trophy to a buddy of mine who's a St. Cloud State fan. I said, this is just a typical summer day in North Dakota.
There we go. I love it. All right. Thanks, Vince. Thanks for having us.
Thank
been a fun
you.
Day. Jeff, north of Tioga, we'll get one more call in here quickly. You have the last word today. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Hey, Scott, I wish I was there to shake Bradbury's hand and take a look at the trophy. But hey, these people that aren't voting for Donald Trump, these Republicans, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. They have their right to do it, whatever they want. And I'd be willing to guess if the second-place finisher, Ted Cruz, if he was the nominee, half these people, half these Republicans that aren't voting for Trump couldn't stand Cruz either. So, you know, that's the kind of situation that we're in. Thank you for your time.
Is the country more important than who my candidate was, right, who I supported? A is Trump. B is Hillary. If you don't go A, you're going for B. It's not complicated. Confidence remains. It will be as we wish it to be in November, but don't stop caring. Don't stop being passionate about it. Don't stop talking about it. Thank you for listening. God bless you, folks. We'll do the New York City itinerary tomorrow. I promise. Just ran out of time. Lots of calls.
Here,
host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. Does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.